Blog Talk praise Radio. God.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk. This is Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm glad to just be on the line tonight with you. Amen. Thank God for you. 2 or 3 minutes late here tonight. Forgive me. I want to ask those helpers who are online, if we are a few minutes late, would you please go ahead and just start it, and we'll be happy to join you a little later. Amen. But God deserves all the praise. You know, praise is your defensive weapon. The enemy comes at you and trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But you can praise your way out of all that. Amen. God will bring you out. You can praise your way to a miracle. One of the things I've been teaching is I'm trying to get people to recognize a miracle when they get one. When they hear a miracle, recognize it. And don't downplay God's miracles. Play like it's nothing and like it happens. No, miracles don't happen all the time. We had a man who was in the nursing home, and our driver went and picked him up, brought him to the church, and he gave his testimony. And he said, you know, I thank God for being at Amazing Grace today. And he said, this is the first church I've been to ever outside of being in the nursing home. And that's a miracle. And, of course, we led the people into praising God, but I don't want you to miss miracles. Someone tells you, this is the first church I've been to outside of being in a nursing home. You know, that's a miracle. You ought to praise God for it. And we had an amputee to come into church today. They brought it to church, and she was praising God for me and for being able to be at church. See, a lot of times we don't realize that legs to walk are extremely important until we lose one. We don't realize how important it is to have a mouth where we can articulate and talk until we can't say nothing. So when God does that for you or for anyone else, we ought to recognize a miracle and give God praise. Oh, my God. Let's pray and make your request known unto the Lord. Then we will praise him 1,000 times. Someone said, I don't quite understand. I've been on the blog line, but I don't understand. It's just as simple as pie. Our bottom line for the blog line is we've come to thank God 1,000 times. Why? Because he deserves the praise for centuries, for eras, for decades, for centuries. People haven't really given God the praise. They treated him like a gimme, 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 gimme God. Everything, requesting this, requesting that. And I believe in asking and it shall be given. But they just bombarded God, never really giving him praise and taking him for granted and mistreating him. Got some people who do that. People do so much for him, but yet they take him for granted. And yet people who have not done nothing for him, like they don't give them any type of accolades. It's like people giving the devil all the accolades. He ain't done nothing for you. And yet you want to treat him like gold, being there, doing everything he says, has done everything for you. You owe him praise. You owe him accolades. You owe him respect. You owe him reverence. You owe him, treat him like gold, because he's the one who's been there blessing you all the time. God, we want to thank you today. Make your request known while I pray. Amen. Father, we want to thank you today. Thank you for your goodness, for your kindness. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every heavy load. You've been there every step of the way. Nobody like you. Nobody can hold us up like you. Nobody can heal. Nobody can deliver but you, Lord. And thank you so very, very, very much. Forgive every sin in our lives, I pray. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission, every sin of people who are coming against us, help us to forgive them in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we love you and we thank you. Bless this blog line tonight. Some mother sitting there who needs you to bless her child and help her child. Some mother sitting there needs you to heal her body. Oh, God. Some mother sitting there discouraged, almost in depression. but we need you to lift that heavy burden and lighten the heavy load. We give you praise for it because we believe it's done. Look on those fathers who are going through storms, feel inadequate, oh God, don't have the money to take care of their family like they want to take care of them. Lord, look on them, help them, and then bless them in Jesus' name. Now bless every participant on this line who's come to thank you 1,000 times. Give them an ultra awesome miracle and grant their request. Lord, as we thank you 1,000 times and we begin to just name things that you have done, it's for your glory, God, that we name things and we brag on you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Let's thank him just from our hearts everywhere, all over the world, in Africa, Asia, India, Paris, France, all over.
Thank you. In London.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Spain, France, Portugal, everywhere I could name. When they join us, we're giving God collectively over 2 billion praises a night. Amen. Now let's get that word out. Yeah, let's get that word out. Let's not talk about how there was a killing at this church or that church. Let's get the word out that there is a blog line, there is a line, but God is allowing Dr. Bernard Johnson to lead, and they're giving God over 2 billion praises a night. Why don't you invite people to the line? Invite those who are sick, lame, whatever the problem is. We just believe that if you have the faith, God has the problem. All right? Let me give my address. Someone may want to. This is Bernard Johnson, V like Victory, E-R-N-A-R-D, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Bernard Johnson. My address is P.O. Box 26593. Again, P.O. Box 26593. All right, we met in Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. 66225. I'd like to hear from you. Amen. As you give God praise. And remember us, if you will. And keep us in your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless all of you. Now, Lord, as I get the final blessing, I ask you to remember these folks who are still on this prayer line, you know, still on this blog line, giving you glory and praise. God, give me a desire of your heart as you're making millionaires around the world because of the exchange of the world. Would you please remember the folks on this blog line who have been here to give you support and give you praise and give you adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Then, just before I leave here, just want y'all to keep my mother and Mother Andy Johnson in your prayers. She was having chills today. And they rushed her to the hospital. We're here at the hospital now. At Shining Hospital. Just keep it in your prayers. She's going to be all right. I believe that. And just keep her in your prayers and keep thanking God for her too. We love you and we thank God for those who joined us tonight. Amen. God is so awesome. All right. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you. God bless you. God
bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
We'll keep her in our prayers.
Thank you.
Good God, thank you, Jesus.
Just thank God for what he's doing for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you, oh God, thank you.
Good night to you.